What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality, and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday. It's me, Jarvis Smith, here on UK Health Radio, my show Lean Into Clean. How are you all? Have you had a good Christmas? Was it as exciting as you imagine? I tell you what, doesn't it seem to come and go like a flash? You've got that all that build-up and all that excitement and everything that's going on, and then suddenly it's Boxing Day. What happened? Anyway, it's nice to have you with us this week. I thought we'd just do something, well, a little bit special, in, certainly in my opinion. I thought we'd play some of my favourite songs, not of this year, just of my life, just songs that have really made me feel amazing, just about life generally. So I'm going to do that this week. We're not going to bore you with any news or anything that you know, it might be off-putting. We're just going to go straight in, play some songs, have a little dance, sing along, enjoy yourself, whatever you're doing. Some of you might be getting ready for dinner. Some of you might be getting ready to go out. Who knows what you're up to? But I tell you what, if you have got any New Year's resolutions, I'm really interested to know what they might be. My stimulus would be to try and get everybody to live more sustainably. Of course, that's what I'm all about. But you might have some even more cooler New Year's resolutions. So if you do, just drop us any email and we can maybe read any of those out. So, you know, if you have done, go to the UK Health Radio website and you can drop us an email and just let us know what your New Year's resolutions might be, how they might be inspiring other people. But let's kick off with the first song. Now, one of my most favourite artists, I think one of the greatest artists that's ever walked the earth, is Bob Marley. I mean, this guy was an absolute legend, to quote the name of one of his albums. But he really was. For me, there's something about reggae music. There's something about the rhythm, the flow, the positivity in its lyrical content and more. So I'm going to kick off with three songs from Bob Marley. But the first one, now, this is probably, in my opinion, again, one of the greatest love songs ever. It's called Waiting in Vain. Bob wrote it because, well, he was, like many of us, in love with somebody, and that person wasn't necessarily in love with them. And he wrote this song about waiting and waiting and waiting and eventually becoming in partnership and in union with this person. So this is my first song of the day, Waiting in Vain by Bob Marley. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. I wanna know when you're gonna come. See,
your door, and I still can knock some more. Ooh girl, is it feasible? I wanna know now, for I to knock some more. Yeah, see, in life I know there's lots of grief, but your love is my relief. Tears in my eyes burn, tears in my eyes burn, while I'm waiting for my turn. See, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't.
Such a great song. There's just so much going for that record. It's just a groove. If any of you manage to listen to that and keep still, I'll be very, very surprised. It just makes me want to just kind of roll around and just go with the flow. So thank you, Bob, for writing that record. I've got a lovely story to tell you, actually, about Bob Marley. As you all know, I'm a recording artist, still write songs. The last song we did was Save the World, which is the one we did to raise money for Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future. But so Bob Marley was my absolute musical inspiration and hero all through my music career. In fact, I often would warm up my vocals listening to Bob's records, etc. And then I remember once I was walking in Machu Picchu doing the a kind of pilgrimage, if you like, in South America and in Peru. And I remember getting to the top of Machu Picchu after 5 days of trekking with a group of yogis. It was about 20 of us. And I got to the top and we were kind of all a bit, you know, we arrived at sunrise and it was just very, very beautiful. And I remember sitting on the top of Machu Picchu, looking down and just all of this amazing kind of, you know, stone city that was built on top of this mountain. And I was kind of euphoric and just felt amazing. And I was just kind of meditating, if you like, and I began to hear, I don't know where it was coming from, my inner ear out of the stones, who knows, I began to hear some music. And I was singing and songwriting at the time. And, you know, to this day, I have no idea where this music came from. It was kind of coming into my inner ear. And I remember just getting back to the hotel, I had a dictaphone back in my room and just laying down the melody. And it was the start of my album, which is called the Phoenix Rose by the Phoenix Rose. That's what our band name was called. And during that journey of writing the album, there was a day we were in the recording studio with a double Grammy Award winning producer called Native Wayne Robson, who was second day in. You know, I guess kind of recording these sketches of music that I would hear and then bring into the manifest. And we were on the day where this particular song that I was given at Machu Picchu was the one that was being recorded. And my producer got a telephone call and he came off the phone and he said, "You never guess who that was." And I was like, no, who was it? Who was it? He said, "Well, that was Junior Marvin." And Junior Marvin was Bob Marley's lead guitarist. He was brought in to play the electric guitar for, you know, nearly every famous song that you can think of that Bob wrote. So that those electric guitar solos and melodies on the albums and on the songs. This is Junior Marvin. So Junior Marvin had fronted the Wailers for 40 years after Bob died, and he happened to be in Paris, and he'd had some kind of disagreement with the band and wanted to come back to England. He was from the UK, and would you believe it, the very next day he'd come back to the UK, he was in the studio and he was recording songs with us. So he is featured on my album. Now, if that wasn't a confirmation of the energy or the muse or some kind of spirited way of connecting with that kind of music, I don't know what is. So that's my little story about Bob. And then my 8-year-old daughter, she happened to be born on February the 6th, which is Bob's birthday. So I tell you, it was all a bit of a funny mystery to me. But dare I say it, I do feel inspired by the energy of Bob. So we're going to play another one of his great records. You'll know this. It's an absolute classic. This is Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. Do sing along.
That makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yay! That Three Little Birds song, it always reminds me of a kind of a song that heals. It's like a remedy or a warming up of the heart. It's one of those. So it gets me every time. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I do. I tell you another amazing thing about Bob Marley's, you know, legacy. We were invited out to Jamaica because I can't remember exactly what it was. It was something to do with, I think it was 45 years or 50 years or something since Bob died, and there was a big concert happening at his home in the main city. I can't remember for the life of me what it's called now. And we went to this concert. All of his sons were, well, not all, but a lot of his sons were there, a lot of his family were there, a lot of the artists that had, you know, really built their careers off the back of Bob Marley were there. And I tell you what, it was the most incredible concert. And it was right in his backyard of his house in Kingston. That was it, in Kingston, Jamaica. And it was just the most amazing thing. So thank you to, you know, Bob, the legend that brought this beautiful music to our world. I still think that this is probably one of the only artists that has been able to cross through, you know, all colours and all creeds and all ages. And, you know, just very rare for an artist to be able to break through so many different types and cultures of people all around the world. I can't remember one place in the world that I've been to that hasn't been playing a Bob Marley record in a cafe or in the market or in the, you know, in a shop or wherever it might be. So I'm going to end with one more song from Bob in this holy trinity, this trilogy of music. It's my personal favourite. It's actually my go-to karaoke song. If I'm ever out and I'm invited to sing, this is the song that I will sing. It brings back huge memories for me. In fact, I remember singing this out in Spain or Greece or somewhere like that when I was a teenager, and I remember everybody getting up afterwards and applauding, and I was like, wow, I need to get into music. And that was a real turning point for me. So this is one of the best records, one of the most moving. Listen to the words. Tell me how it feels to you. It's an absolute classic, stripped back. This is Redemption Song by Bob Marley. Here we go.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
''79 that song was written, and how current is that today? Those lyrics, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. I mean, it's like, oh, honestly, it touches the heart. It really, really, really gets me going. So I hope you enjoyed that Holy Trinity or trilogy of Bob Marley songs. Certainly my three favourites. I could go on. I could play this whole show with Bob Marley songs. But you know what? I thought I'd switch it up a bit and play some different kind of vibes. I remember back in the day, people always used to say to me, particularly when I was operating as an artist, kind of, you know, gigging out in the world, and you'd get asked by reporters or journalists, you know, what's your favourite song? And it's an impossible question to answer. So I would always say, well, there'd be a top 10. And this is one of the songs that would be in that top 10. There's just a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant record. It was one that I was absolutely grew up on. In my day, when we used to go out, what's now called clubbing, we used to go to things called discos. And there would always be a moment at the end of the night when this song would come on, and you know, you'd kind of, you know, try and hustle up next to you know, a lovely lady on the dance floor and see if you could get a dance. But you know, never quite worked, but you know, you always try. This is an amazing song. It's Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. This is a banger.
Capture every slave. That's the
I hope you're all screaming that chorus from the top of your lungs. It brings a big smile to my face, that record. I remember when my wife and I, we had a bit of a party back at my place just after we'd first met, and we put that song on, and I remember her screaming, shouting as loud as she could, singing that song, and it always brings a smile to my face that, you know, I finally found the love that I was looking for all those years. It's brilliant. A shout out to Raffaella, who was dancing about, I know. Thank you for joining in with us. And anybody else, if you do want to drop us an email, what I forgot to do earlier was invite you to send us in your New Year's resolutions. And forgot to give you the email address. It's info@ukhealthradio.com. info@ukhealthradio.com. If you've got any extraordinary resolutions or anything at all that you want to share, it's a bit of a commitment from you. This is what I'm going to commit. Get it out on the radio. We can announce it. And that will hopefully hold you accountable for that. Let's see. But do send us in info@ukhealthradio.com. Now, my New Year's resolution, which I don't really have, but I'm just going to try and live even more sustainably than I have been. I'm going to try and stay more connected to nature, this conscious, loving, living, breathing being that provides life, that helps us to thrive. You think about it. Mother Nature, or our planet, or Gaia, the Earth, this conscious, living, breathing planet that we live on. She provides every single resource that we require in order to live. And of course, yes, we get the light from the sun, but the sustenance, the water, the air we breathe, etc., and all the materials of all the products that we use, the clothes we wear, you know, everything comes from nature. So my resolution is going to be to try and find a moment in my day to thank nature, to thank her for everything that she continues to do for us, like the greatest mother of all mothers. That's going to be mine. But do send us in yours. Let us know what you're up to. So we're going to move into a slightly, well, slightly more modern track, something that's a bit more current, not particularly like last year, but certainly an artist or a group, should I say, that have really touched the world's hearts. It's a band that, you know, a bit like Marmite, I think, in many ways. A lot of people claim that they, oh, I'm not really into that band, but actually I think secretly everybody is. They just don't like to admit it because they're so mainstream. But I wouldn't say commercial, I just think they're brilliant. It's Coldplay. I mean, what a classic band. I think they were at one time the largest sellers of music on the planet. And I tell you what, they absolutely deserve it because some absolute bangers have come out of their studio. So this is A Sky Full of Stars. So as we talk about Mother Nature, let's not forget we're part of a bigger solar system. This is A Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. Enjoy this one. Thank you.
sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart, 'cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars, 'cause you light up the path.
That makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Star full of sky full of stars, should I say. How amazing is that? Such a classic record, right? It's one of those songs when that melody kicks in, it just makes me want to jump around the room, throw my hands up in the air. Hope you did too. Oh man, you know, reminiscing about music, music's probably got to be one of the best stimuluses as being human. Oh yeah, we eat food and we all love food, and yeah, we have a drink and we all have a drink, but music really, really gets you to, I don't know, it just touches you at a point where maybe, you know, other things can't get to, unless you're deeply into meditation and stuff like that. But I think music is really the biggest healer for us all. And I tell you what, we do definitely need some healing in the world right now. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but you can put music on and it can lift your spirits back to a beautiful place. But, you know, let's not forget that there are things in this world right now that we, you know, we would want to improve. We'd want to, you know, make them better. So the next song I've picked is just a little reminder of, you know, some of the things that are going on in the world that we might not be able to directly respond to, but just know that, you know, when it does all go wrong, there are always places that we can come back to from there. This is a song that, I mean, my wife loves this record. Often when we're in the car and we're on a long drive, she'll put it on just to kind of get the energy moving and just to remind us all of, you know, how we can be in the world when things do go wrong. This is Chasing Status, When It All Goes Wrong. Here we go.
Would you take a bullet? Would you buy the gun? I fall onto my knees, and yes, the war's already won. So please don't take me for no fool. Spend a lifetime in your shoes. Now I'm walking, yes, I'm walking through the fire. I'll keep burning on. Well, I'll hold myself together when it all goes wrong. The fire, they keep burning on. Well, I'll hold myself together when it all goes wrong. When it all goes wrong. When it all goes wrong, I'll take my time. I'll keep on holding on. When it all goes wrong. When it all goes wrong. Oh, oh. When it all goes wrong, I'll pull myself together. Keep on holding on. Gloves off, we're finished. You better hand that feet. I nurse your battle scars, but you leave my heart to bleed. So please don't take me for no fool. I spent a lifetime in your shoes. Now I'm walking, now I'm walking through the fire. I'll keep burning on. Well, I'll hold myself together. When it all goes wrong. When it all goes wrong. When it all goes wrong, I'll take my time. I'll keep on holding on. When it all goes wrong. When it all goes wrong. Oh, oh. When it all goes wrong, I'll pull myself together. Keep on holding on. Because I try to take my place. Playing the same old games, but remember, oh no. Through dark nights, we burn bright.
keep on holding on.
What a great record, eh? I know that it might not be obvious to many of you. You might not have heard it, but it is a beautiful track. It definitely gets me buzzing. It's Chasing Status, All Goes Wrong. You know, songs like that, there were certain songs that we put on and they just, certainly for me anyway, just give me that little booster that I might need. And yeah, none of our lives are perfect. Nobody's absolutely living a perfect life in the world. So, you know, when things do just not quite work out in the way that you thought, stick that song on. Just remember it's the same for everyone else in the world as well. And then just get back on your journey and get back to your, you know, get back to your game plan. I think, you know, this time of year is always a monumental moment for all of us where we start to question, are we doing what we want to be doing? Are we living our purpose? Is there any resources that we might need in order for us to fulfill those purposes? That's kind of where I'm always at the end of the year. I mean, winter solstice is obviously a timely, more of a sacred affair, I think, the darkest time of the year. And that was on the 21st. And then we have Christmas and then we bounce into a new year. So, you know, anybody that's got any actions that they're going to take, any steps that they're going to take, you know, do really embed them into your lives. Little steps each day is the way to do it. Don't try and make massive, massive changes overnight. Little steps each day. And then the universe is listening and knowing that you're, you know, you're committed, and you'll find that lots of things will fall in around you to make that stuff happen. That's certainly my experience. So we are coming relatively close to the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed my selection of tunes. I've got a couple more songs that I do want to play you. One of them is really getting now more deeply into the kind of spiritual way that I listen to music. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I try to meditate I do meditate every day. I also practice something called a kriya. A kriya is an ancient, mainly kind of Indian or Eastern tradition, which is a set of tools, if you like, that enable me to de-stress, to really connect with my kind of inner voice, to disconnect from the noise from the outside. It involves some breathing, some asana, it involves some omming, and then some deep meditation. I try and do that every day, and I have done now, my daughter's 16 since she was 3. So, you know, 13 years, there hasn't been many days that have gone by without that. And then previous to that, I was practicing 2 to 4 hours of yoga every day. I tell you what, it is a massive, massive opportunity that we can give ourselves to allow stillness, to allow meditation, to allow yourself to become quiet and just really get into the inner zone so that you're not bombarded by the outside addictions that we've got. And I don't mean like, you know, serious addictions. I mean, just the stimulus of being wanting to, you know, be interacting with stuff, having a relationship with yourself, I think, is equally as important and maybe slightly unbalanced in today's culture, in today's modern society. So my recommendation for you is try and find a way to get some peace, to meditate. And the one of the best and easiest ways to do that is to sit cross-legged on the floor and put on some, you know, some chants or some music or something that is going to allow your rhythm, your heartbeat, your breath to slow down. My recommendation to anybody that's trying to meditate is to just all you need to think about, because the mind wants to be busy, is think about breathing in and breathing out. And that's it. You just focus all your attention on breathing in and breathing out. And if you want to get complicated, you can start to just focus on breathing in love and breathing out love. I mean, how cool is that? So this song is a real commitment to those of you that want to commit to some form of meditative way of being. Get more in touch with yourself. Allow that power to grow within you so that you do become disconnected from, you know, the kind of noise that keeps us on our treadmill. So try and find some peace in yourselves. This song is, I mean, it's just, I played it recently. I found it, came across it on YouTube. It's by an artist called Santris Siba. Chantres Seba, Seba. The song is Om Gam. It is a mantra. It's Om Gam mantra. I hope you enjoy this. It is something that you can find again very easily on Spotify. So it's Chantres, Chantres Seba, Seba. And this is Om Gam mantra. Enjoy. such a beautiful voice, Chantres Saba. She's just amazing. I mean, I think music is going to change a lot over the next kind of decade. I do feel like we're going to be reconnecting back to our roots when it comes to music. As far as I know, music was created to be prayerful and in ceremony and healing and transformational. And I think we've lost our way, and we're probably going to be coming back to that as we reconnect with the planet and the Earth's vibration and move into this new era, which we are calling the Aquarian Age. Anyway, let's see. That's my prediction, that over the next kind of 5 to 10 years, we're going to be getting back to our spiritual nature. I've really, really enjoyed this show. I know I've not had a lot to do, but just listen to songs. But it's been lovely connecting with you all. Thank you for joining me on this Monday. I look forward to seeing you all next week. We're going to end, as always, well, not always, but as much as possible, with my song, Save the World, by Jarvis Smith, featuring Rita Mora, a song that was made to raise money and help raise money for the most affected people and areas, the Fridays for Futures Mapper. It's the youth of today in countries around the world that can't afford basic necessities. Please get this song on your playlists. Play it as much as you possibly can. Share it with friends. This is Save the World by yours truly. Thank you so much. Have a super week. And wishing you all a happy new year when it arrives. Much love.
From home, it's for the better.